2. Biology. Listen to a lecture in a biology class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
This week, we've been talking about the different qualities and functions of blood. Let's see, we talked about the makeup of blood early in the week, then for the last lecture, we focused specifically on the blood of mammals. Everyone okay with that? Well then, for today's lecture, I wanted to talk a little bit about blood production and degradation and the process of it all. The term for the process of generating new blood is called hematopoiesis. That is actually spelled pretty much like it sounds. Hematopoiesis. Okay, so what hematopoiesis entails is the creation of new blood cells. And where might you guess that this takes place? Okay, this is imperative, so make sure to write this down. New blood cells are created in the bone marrow, specifically red bone marrow. The bone marrow, I'm sure you remember, is the tissue located on the inside of bone. Are we all still on the same page so far? Okay. As for the degradation of blood, the next step, most of it takes place in the spleen. Oh, I mean breaking down when I say degradation. There are also special cells in the liver that degrade blood cells. In a healthy person, blood cells are typically replaced in 120-day cycles. Cells are replaced, by the way, to keep the body healthy. We'll go into more depth about that next.
1. How does the professor organize the information about the production of new blood? Two. Why does the professor make a distinction between red bone marrow and regular bone marrow? Three. Why does the professor mention liver cells?